U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero last week said the flight attendants could not stage their planned sporadic strikes against Northwest, and he said he'd consider where the two sides are in their bargaining and issue a final ruling at some undetermined time. The Association of Flight Attendants says its ability to strike was the only real weapon it had against new contract terms that Northwest imposed a month ago, and without the threat of a strike, it doesn't think Northwest will bargain in good faith. Rick Thornton is an AFA spokesman.
We can't trust Northwest to be bargaining in good faith when they're in a position that makes them very happy. Certainly can't expect them to come forward at that particular point. So right now we're sort of in an unbalanced playing field.
Northwest imposed $195 million in wage and benefit cuts on the flight attendants as part of its efforts to save $1.4 billion a year in labor costs and successfully exit bankruptcy protection. Company officials told Judge Marrero that the union's planned strikes could cripple the airline. Northwest says it is willing to resume contract talks with the flight attendants, but so far, no talks have been scheduled. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.